Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-720 for talk and text. It's a two for Tuesday, yeah. And Fly Jam Bob requested Brewer Shipley with Tarkio Road, and he chose it in honor of Skip's return, because Skip Skipley is coming back in just a couple of seconds here, because we're going to do a round of pop-up video. Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head on pop-up video, and that'll be coming up. So, yeah. 312-981-7200. One more time, tomorrow morning, we're going to have some great live music in studio, and we're going to talk about breakup songs and sad songs that break your heart. That'll be come up on Thursday. We're back here with Dan Feinberg from The Hollywood Reporter, and he will talk about TV, lots of TV to talk about. And then on Friday morning, Herb Weisbaum is going to be with us. He is our consumer guy, and he'll talk all things consumer, help you out in some situations. And also, it'll be our regular Friday feature, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. So there you go. All right. Esmeralda, look. Look who it is.
Who's that?
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Skip.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Good. We got to meet you. We found out you had a twin brother.
Yeah, I heard you were hanging out with my kid brother.
Yeah. Yeah, Slip. Slip Skipley. Yeah. So how was your you had some time off.
You
coincidentally, so did Dan Shugrue at the same time you did.
Yeah, you know.
How'd that work out?
It was very nice, very relaxing.
Yeah.
Just traveled around in the jet.
Just traveled around in the jet.
Met some special penguins.
Was anybody, you met some penguins? Did you?
Did. Jamie Foxx says hello.
Oh, wow. I gotta tell you, Skip, I watched that show.
Beat Shazam.
Wow. Oh, man. I don't even know. I seriously don't even know. It was like Name That Tune, only stupid.
Oh, I should go on it.
Should you?
Do they win a lot of money?
Yeah, you can win like up to like a million.
Come on now.
All right.
I'm going on there.
Beat Shazam. Jamie Foxx, by the way. Skip, you have nothing to worry about. He's horrendous as a show host. Horrendous.
I didn't actually view the show. We just hung out. So it was,
likes Jamie Foxx as a person.
I watched it, you know, I watched it a few hours after my induction to the Walk of Fame, and I was like, what am I doing here? I'm a Walk of Famer. I don't need to be watching this.
Coincidentally, when I was on, I was inducted into the Game Show Host Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. Congratulations,
thank you.
Skip.
Yeah.
All right, great. Yeah, well, you're back. We're all now. You and I are Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right.
I'm sure I'll be at some point.
Yeah, I know
not
you
Vic.
Will.
And then Name the
but
Tune.
Not Vic.
Maybe if you'd have stuck around a little longer, he would have been inducted.
All right. Want to play the thing with the thing on the thing? This is the radio version of a board game that we have for pop-up video. There are go through two cards. Each card has a different video or a different song. First side of the card has questions about the video and song. Second side has pop culture related questions. All right, where are we starting there, Skip?
We shall start with you.
Uh-huh.
Please provide us a line from Don Henley's The Boys of Summer.
Oh, man. Boy, he sings it really high, too. The oh, man. I can't see you brown skin shining in the sun. You got your head pulled back and those wayfarers on, baby. I can't touch you, blah, 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 blah. When the boys of summer have come. I've seen a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't stand the Eagles.
It's a lot of words.
I can't stand Don Henley, but I love that song. I have to say, it's an exception to my anti-Eagles, views. Mm. Boys of Summer is a great song. Okay.
There you go. Esmeralda, what sports players are often referred to as the Boys of Summer?
What, sports players? Is
yeah,
that really?
So what's sport?
Could at least given me. Baseball.
That is correct.
Come on!
Why?
Why would you even hesitate? What sport is played in the summer?
Soccer.
Oh. This is America, baby. Love it or leave it.
Lacrosse.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
What group was Don in before going solo?
The Eagles.
That is correct. Yeah. Esmeralda, hopefully you were paying a question. Or
paying what?
Paying attention.
Skip didn't get a lot of sleep this past week either.
No, man. Just parting with the Jamie Foxx kept me up all
Nick,
night.
You paying coal bucks, I paying questions.
Ah, there you go.
Hopefully you were paying attention earlier because it's a lyric quiz. What does Don Henley say he saw in a Cadillac?
A Deadhead sticker?
That is correct.
Whoa, I gave you that!
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that at all.
Oh, man. It's one of my favorite lines in the song. That's why I sang it.
Well, then.
Man. All right.
There's a tradition now, I believe, that when bands cover it, they insert their own favorite band.
Why?
That makes sense.
Because it's
fun.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
That line is specific. It's got to be Deadhead. That's what the song's about. Damn it. You can't go changing that. Skip, make him stop.
I'll put in the request.
All right. Well, now we're flipping?
We are flipping. All right.
Time to
card.
Flip. Dip.
That's our third brother.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That's a lot of brothers.
Yep.
Triplets? Or?
Slip, skip, and dip.
No, I know. He was later.
All right.
What is the name of the pigment that gives skin its color? This is for you, DiGilio. What is the name of the pigment that gives skin its color?
I don't know. Melatonin?
Very close. Melanin.
Mm-hmm. Ah, melanin. Okay.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. What is the hardest hit to get in baseball? Is it a single, a double, a triple, or a homer?
A homer.
That is incorrect.
What?
Triple.
The triple.
Whatever.
Maybe
I
if you
guess.
Maybe if you watch a little of soccer, you would
know. All right. You get a red card for that.
Homers seem easy, but whatever. Or hard.
It's hard to get triples. Triples, if you hit for the cycle, the hardest one to get is always the triple. Do you even know what hit for the cycle means?
Nope.
Single, double, triple, homer, all in one game. You hit for the cycle.
Oh, I see.
And the triple's always the hardest one.
Oh, okay.
So if you get the triple first, you're like, hey, got that out of the way. See?
Yes.
All right. You can explain soccer to me sometimes. All right. Can we do one more here?
Sure.
All right.
Multiple choice for you.
Oh, goody.
Which of the following is not a bird of prey?
Oh, boy.
A kestrel. A B, a petrel. C, an ernie. A D, an osprey.
Which one is not a bird of prey?
Correct.
D.
That isn't correct.
Oh, okay.
Petrel is not a bird
petrol,
of prey.
Petrel,
that's gas.
In Britain, where you seem to be from, soccer lady.
It's also not a bird. I wonder if it's a bird at all.
Maybe that was just a trick question. All right. We're going to break here for weather and traffic?
Sure.
And then we come back and it's Esmeralda.
That is correct.
All right. Okay. One toe over the line, sweet Jesus. One toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toe over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday concluding with Fly Jam Bob's request for Brewer and Shipley, one toke over the line, sweet baby. Yeah, man. It's Nick DiGilio here. How you doing, everybody? We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. All right. We are in the middle of a pop-up video. Look who came back from retirement while we broke to the break. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, good.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
It's good to be back.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
From your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another watch. So we are tied at 2 apiece for this pop-up video.
Oh, my.
And I guess the question goes to Esmeralda, and we're only a couple of minutes away from Esmeralda singing. So I see Dave is in the sports department right now with his feline army. Thank you, Dave. His crown and his cape. and his psychic ability cats. And they're all getting ready outside here on Michigan Avenue. And Esmeralda will be singing in a little bit. Okay, so what do we got, Skip?
Final question on the card.
Oh!
Esmeralda, Grateful Dead member Ron McKernan had the same nickname as what Peanuts character? Grateful Dead member Ron McKernan had the same nickname as what Peanuts character?
The dirty one.
Pigpen.
Pigpen.
That is correct.
Oh, is it?
Glad I helped you out with Yay. Two of the questions that you got right.
Take right. the lead, no less.
Esmeralda takes the lead. It's 3-2. Esmeralda's in the lead, and she gets the first question as the entire world of cats is listening, including people who have acted in the play.
They don't miss it. They have become one with actual cats. So.
What a stupid play that was. All right. Okay, Skip, are we ready?
Yes. Right. Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from the 1997 one-hit wonder Meredith Brooks.
I can say it.
He just said
it. I know, but I'm weird about that.
Yeah.
I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your health, I'm your queen. I'm nothing in between, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I enjoy that song.
The cats just jumped off the building.
Wow.
That was,
they flew up and then
that was amazing.
Down.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't think I stand a chance, Skip.
Where
really
do we go
like
from
that
here?
Song.
Good Lord. I like the ballad off of that song, off of that album.
Although, what I only know
she's
it by
on the elevator
yeah.
she's in the dude next
it's a
door.
Priest.
It's a priest, right? Mm-hmm. That song is cool.
It's also a pop up video.
Yep. Yep. Can't remember the name of the song, but I like it.
Yeah, no idea.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What undergarment is Meredith Brooks wearing as outerwear in this video?
Maybe we should ask our morning zoo. That's all because undergarment is one of their.
Oh, that's right.
What undergarment? A bustier.
That is incorrect. A slip.
Slip. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was the '90s when that was cool.
All right.
You would layer slips.
All right. Did your brother know that? Was that his idea?
Yes. That's how he afforded the helicopter. He was behind the slip craze of 1997.
That's how he got his name. All right.
Esmeralda, what bit of personal information is Meredith notoriously evasive about?
Her age.
That is correct.
Yeah, she won't give her age.
Who, Meredith Brooks?
Yeah.
Really?
Which means she's probably older than she
Yeah,
she
that would be my
be.
Would be my guess. All right. Wow, I'm getting smoked here. This is just embarrassing. Welcome back, Skip.
Yeah.
All right.
Meredith had a band called The Graces in the late 80s with Charlotte Caffey of what band?
What?
Charlotte Caffey was in a famous girl group, and Meredith starting a spinoff band.
Charlotte Caffey? I don't know. Four Non-Blondes.
The Go-Go's.
Who the hell is Charlotte Caffey? I thought I knew all the Go-Go's.
Is that the blonde one that no one really
Maybe that's
to?
What it is. Caffey. All right. This is an embarrassing display. It is
the
five
drummer.
To, it is five
drummer?
To two. I can't.
No, she's the I'm if that's who I'm thinking, it's the blonde one. She's the guitar. She's older too, I
yeah.
think. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense because they both won't tell their age. All right.
Other side of the card.
Oh man, God almighty.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. Mommy Dearest was written about the horrors that a young girl endured as the daughter of what movie star?
Hold on. Oh, I can't remember her name. I can't remember. I can see her in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, would you like to go ahead?
I got
Joan nothing. Crawford.
Yeah, that's right.
If you would have watched Feud, you would have known.
No wire hangers! See, I know those things.
Well, first of all, was that your Joan Crawford? Because it sounded to me like Kate Hepburn was pissed off. That's what it sounded like to me.
She was there. No one knew. Fun fact.
Guess who's coming to dinner? All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What kind of slip refers to an inadvertent comment that reveals an unconscious motive?
Freudian.
That is correct.
Freudian slip Skipley.
That's what he goes at as Christmas right. or Halloween every year.
all right.
Gets a beard, glasses. Esmeralda, multiple choice. Anisette is a type of liqueur that is notorious for having what type of flavor?
Anise.
Well, I don't know. Is that the answer? I don't know. A, almond, B, cocoa, C, hazelnut, or D, licorice.
Oh. Anisette.
Anisette is a type of liqueur that is notorious for having what type of flavor? Almond, cocoa, hazelnut, or licorice?
Oh, licorice.
That is correct.
I was going to say, you're a bartender.
Well, no, and also if I said anise, that makes sense because anise is very licorice.
Yeah. All right. I can't win. Because it's 6-3 right now, and I don't have three questions left, right?
That is correct. There's just one.
All right.
Inagata Da Vida was made a hit by what band in the late 60s?
Why weren't there more questions like this?
I don't know, but it's multiple choice.
Multiple choice. It's Iron Butterfly.
That is correct.
Why is that on the... Why is that on the...
The Garden of Eden.
Does she have a butterfly tattoo or something?
Go-Go's Gata Da Vida.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Oh.
You guys know why it's called Inagata Da Vida, right?
Yeah.
Because they
were so loaded. The guy was so loaded he couldn't say in the Garden of Eden. Inagata Da Vida. That's why it's called Inagata Da Vida. And the organist at Simpsons Church really loves that song.
Yeah. She rocked it out.
And so what Esmeralda get one more?
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
That was the game.
All right. That's the game.
Oh, I guess I won.
6-4, Esmeralda wins. And we still don't know the name of that other Meredith Brooks song. Was that her only big hit, right?
Yeah, and then that second one, it's probably mild.
I like that one. I thought she was really hot in the video. And it was a priest?
Yeah, that's the secret.
Oh.
In the video.
Okay.
Is that it's a priest, and they're sneaking away, and it's bad. She does it anyway.
Yeah. All right. Wonder how old she is. All right, Skip, thank you for retiring and coming back and retiring and coming back.
It's good to be back.
All right, buddy. Take care. Say hi to Jamie Foxx for me. Tell him that his show sucks.
Will do.
All right. Esmeralda, we're going to do some sad songs tomorrow. We're going to talk about some sad songs, and we're also going to have some live music.
Very nice.
In studio. All right?
Very good.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll take a break. We got the news.